Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk. I'm joined by Kevin Halley, head coach of the St. Pius Softball Lancers. They are district champions for the fifth time in the last 9 years, as they won the Class 2 District 2 tournament by defeating Kelly 2-1. A very tight contest and a great victory for Coach Halley and the program. Coach, for those that didn't make the trip out to Kelly High School to watch you guys beat Kelly, why don't you take us through the match? They're obviously very tight, so a lot of pressure situations, I'm sure, for the pitching and the defense. But yeah, just kind of break that one down for us.
Yeah, it was. We got off to, you know, the best start that a coach could ask for. Our leadoff hitter Molly Flanagan hit a home run on a 2-1 count to give us a 1-0 lead and really set a tone. We're a team that feeds off energy. And if we can get a great start like that, that bodes well for us moving forward. But, you know, we got one in the third and one in the fourth and had to really scratch and claw to try to get some things through. Got our second run on a sac fly in the fourth to make it 2-0, and gave them a run back on an error in the sixth, but was able to hold them off in the seventh. AJ Agers really did a really great job for us in the circle. Only gave up 3 hits on the day, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, no earned runs. So, but you know, she got ground balls when she needed to, and defensively we were able to make a bunch of plays for her. And that's really when we're at our best, is when we play good defense and make plays for AJ.
I gotcha. Awesome. Now it's going to be easier for me to ask you rather than try to figure things out myself, but I think it was 2017 the last time you guys were district champions. As far as players are concerned, for this team, had any of them experienced a district championship game before?
Yes. AJ was our freshman pitcher that year. We beat Hancock. Several of them played some roles, and then the only other one was Molly Flanagan, was our starting second baseman that year. But several of the other seniors and juniors played roles on that team in pinch hit roles and things like that. But they really kind of they were part of the team. They were around for the experience, so they had some experience going into this game today or yesterday.
I gotcha. Okay, and obviously, a 3-2 victory over Jefferson in the semifinals. You're playing it pretty close to the vest there. Again, you pull that one out 3-2, and then you won 2-1. For you, I mean, as you get ready for a run at state, do you feel like these are the types of games that make the team better, these one-run affairs? Or you know, obviously every coach wants to see 15-0, but do you feel like these last two games have prepared you guys for what's ahead with some very, very winning programs here on out?
Yeah. You know, we've shown that we can swing the bat a little bit during the year, and AJ does a really good job in the circle for us. So it's nice to be able to show that our defense and pitching can really kind of carry our offense to a win. We did some good things. We had some good at-bats, but we're going to see really good pitching from here on out, and we're going to have to be able to kind of work our way through games like this where we have to make 2 runs and 3 runs hold up. And the more we're able to experience that, the better prepared we're going to be for that in the future.
Okay, very well. All right, so East Carter, the Lady Redbirds, that is your state sectional opponent. You will take them on tomorrow, and that's going to – we don't know necessarily the start time or the location just yet, but as far as the East Carter Lady Redbirds look, they're 20-6, so very, very tough. They were district champions, of course. That's how you and them got to the state sectional round. But, yeah, talk about that matchup if you have any notes on them.
They've got a senior class that's been extremely successful. I think this might be their third district title in 4 years. They went to the Final Four last year, so they're very highly regarded around the state. So we've got to be able to play pretty well. We've got to have good at-bats. I know they have a pretty good pitcher in McKenna Moore that we have to be prepared for. So I... at this point, I've kind of gotten by in my career of like not focusing too much on what the other team does or doesn't do. If we can play our style of softball and do the things that we need to do to be successful, then we've done everything we can, and we just kind of got to go at it and let the chips fall where they might. So,
all right, great deal. Well, Coach Halley, appreciate the conversation. And, again, you guys taking on East Carter tomorrow. Best of luck to you, and, well, we're hoping a quarterfinal matches in your future.
I am as well, Matt. I really do. I appreciate the coverage and everything you guys do for the programs and athletes, so thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Kevin Halley, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, Class 2 District 2 champions, and on to the state sectional round to take on East Carter.